This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Does the return of volatility to the markets and talk of the stock market's quote-unquote correction get you on edge, overwrought? When they're at wit's end, some on Wall Street go to the gym, some drink, others meditate. There's a new book out about this called Strength in Stillness, The Power of Transcendental Meditation. The author's Bob Roth, CEO of the David Lynch Foundation, which makes this more widely available, including to prisoners, at-risk young people, military veterans. Mr. Roth, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, David.
So the guy who founded the biggest hedge fund in the world, Ray Dalio at Bridgewater, he does transcendental meditation. He's proud of it. He is not alone here in the financial services capital of the world?
No, and actually Ray's been doing it for almost 50 years, and he says it gives him energy, it gives him focus, it gives him clarity, it gives him creativity, wakes up the creative centers in the brain. And he also says it allows him to be like a ninja, great term, where everything's coming at him very fast, but inside, it's coming at him slow motion, and he can really discern, he can really make the correct decisions. It's really important to him. As a matter of fact, he's made it available to 700 of his employees at Bridgewater.
And he's not alone on Wall Street?
No. Hedge funds, banks, financial services institutions, as well as media companies and everyone else, anywhere where stress is a problem and the need to be focused and creative and innovative and a good problem solver, why not? It's a simple tool. And it's accessible to anyone.
So not just the finance and private equity crowd. I see you were doing something with Seinfeld the other day, the comedian.
Yes. Well, I mean, again, we live in an epidemic of stress. We live in an epidemic where we have to, things are going faster and faster and faster. It requires creativity, again, focus, clarity of mind. And stress can overcome that. Stress can cloud thinking. And Jerry Seinfeld, as a comedian, has to be on his toes and, you know, is alert every moment of the day. So he's also been meditating for over 40 years. And he says it's hard enough to get to the top, and people in business will know that. It's much tougher to stay at the top. So he says his 20-minute practice twice a day of TM is a game changer for him.
Bob, the book emphasizes that the approach here isn't hard. How can it not be difficult? All you have to do to make me think of something is to tell me not to think of something.
There are types of meditation that we hear about. You have to clear your mind of thoughts. You have to believe in stuff. You have to focus and concentrate. Fortunately, that's not transcendental meditation. I like to use the example of an ocean. Waves on the surface, turbulent waves on the surface, the depth of the ocean, naturally silent. Our mind is the same. And we'd all like to have some inner calm or inner equilibrium, but where do you find it? Well, there's a level of the mind deep within that is already calm. That's the hypothesis. And in transcendental meditation, you learn a technique. You get what's called a mantra, which is a word or a sound from a teacher. Nothing mystical here, just a tool. And then you learn how to use it to access that calm, that settledness, that equilibrium. And the results are immediate. And the research shows, and there's a lot of published research to show this, they're long-term, they're cumulative.
Published research. I mean, scientific, peer-reviewed?
Peer-reviewed in the American Medical Association Journal, American Heart Association Journal. For example, the National Institutes of Health have given tens of millions of dollars to show that transcendental meditation is as effective, if not more effective, for reducing high blood pressure and other element sides of heart disease than even antihypertensive medication with no side effects.
I know, but you must run into people who are suspicious of this. I remember when you first started out, you didn't even want to tell your family members what you were up to outside.
That was back in 1969. Yeah, times have changed. And I think times have changed with regard meditation is, number one, the problem of stress is greater than it's ever been before. And we also know from medical science, it's more damaging than we ever thought. Second, there is no, you know, we go to the medicine chest. Oh, I'm stressed. What am I going to take? Well, fine. You can take Ambien if you can't sleep, and you can take, you know, your child can't study, so you give them Ritalin. All these medications, they have side effects, and or else we self-medicate. Alcohol, you know, too much coffee. The problem of stress is getting worse. We know we're on a trajectory that's not getting better. And why not take a few minutes out of the day and just access that calm, that equilibrium that lies within? I'll tell you one quick story. So a Wall Street guy came into the office, sent by his meditating wife, I'm sure, and he came with his 14-year-old kid. And the guy said, I really want to learn. It's done great stuff for my wife. I'm under a lot of pressure. I'm not sleeping well, but 20 minutes twice a day, who's got the time? I don't got the time. And I think the son was set up by the wife because the son said, Dad, There's 1,440 minutes in a day. You don't have 40 minutes for self-care. When he said self-care, I knew it was the wife. But you don't have 40 minutes to take care of yourself. So this is done first thing in the morning. You get up 20 minutes earlier. It's better than sleep. It's a deeper rest than sleep. And you do it sometime at the end of the day to get rid of stress, and you sleep better at night, and you enjoy your family more during the day.
We're a business show, so let me just ask one last quick business model question. If you pay to learn how to do transcendental meditation, are you signing up like a gym membership and you're stuck for life?
Transcendental meditation is actually it's taught through the Center for Leadership Performance and or TM.org. It's a nonprofit organization. You do pay an initial course fee like you would to do any educational program, and then that's it for life. And part of the course fee when you pay to learn goes to teach veterans to learn for free. So you're really contributing to people who really need the meditation and may not have access to it.
Bob Roth of the David Lynch Foundation, his book, Strength in Stillness, The Power of Transcendental Meditation. Mr. Roth, thank you very much.
David, it's great to be on your show.